Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Hour. I am Tress Collins here with Mr. Gary Alexander, a.k.a. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, and Mr. Tom Bolt. Thank you for joining. Bob.
Tom Bolt.
I meant Bob. I'm so sorry, Bob.
Good morning, everybody.
You know, I just started my coffee, so.
I just want to know what this inappropriate deal with Gary here is.
I thought you knew Gary better. I guess you don't.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that off the air then.
Oh, he'll talk about it on the air too. He's not shy.
I'll get inappropriate before the hour's up.
Right. Wow. So good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
And here we are. So what's new with y'all?
Low interest rates are unbelievable.
Still,
huh?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Great time to purchase, great time to refinance. And if you're not sure, call Texas Lending.
We're here. The hardest working loan officers work on Saturday, so we'll be here today. So give us a call with questions, answers, anything you need.
Give us a text. 972-387-4600 is the text line. Yeah. And as Kevin likes to say, all text lines are open.
Christmas wishes can be made, too, at that text.
I don't know that they'll be granted, but they can certainly be made.
Yes. I think it'd be good. We could tell people's wish lists over the air, see?
What's your wish list, Gary?
I'm just hoping for enough money to slam that money in the stockings that I have to do every year.
You have a lot of stockings. Your stockings grow every
stockings
year with grandbabies coming.
There's about 10 of them, I think, I got a hit.
Good golly.
Cool.
That's all I care about, though, is my kids and my family and, you know, that they're going to have a good Christmas. And they remember what Christmas is all about, not just for Christians, but for everybody.
Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome. What's your Christmas wish list, Bob?
Well, I guess I have to admit that I'm hoping my Texas Aggies will make it into the playoffs, and we have a good chance. We're number 5, and I'm hoping Clemson gets beat today. And if there's any Clemson fans out there that just hung up, sorry.
Or go to do their loans with somebody else now.
Yeah, that's
how
that's
many Clemson.
Lovely.
How many Clemson borrowers do we have?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, exactly. So that is big. You know, it's a big week for everybody. And I hope all the Tolos out there, we appreciate them being with us all year and putting up with Kevin.
That's a challenge right there.
When he's here.
You guys.
Yeah.
Can you believe Christmas is this coming week, you guys?
Unbelievable. Time has flown. You know, I think maybe today I ought to do some Christmas shopping.
You think?
Maybe. You know?
That reminds me of my father-in-law on Christmas Eve at 6 o'clock getting up from the easy chair and going, well, I guess I better get down to Skaggs and do my Christmas shopping.
Did he really?
And then my My wife, Lisa, we both worked at Skaggs back in those days at a grocery store, and she goes, they close at 6.
Oh, that's awesome.
Missed it.
Wow. Well, we really haven't done very much Christmas shopping either, because we are going to celebrate our Christmas on New Year's Day, because we have adult children, and they have other, you know,
places to go.
Other places to go. It's like,
to see.
We'll just make it easy. Fast. We'll do ours on New Year's Day, so that way they're not pressured to, you know, divide their time on Christmas Day. So, so now it gives us extra time to buy gifts and after Christmas sales. Hello.
Yep. Well, by the way, I'm only kidding. I have done all my Christmas shopping. And my wife's birthday is in January, early January. Wow. So I learned that if I buy her a gift for Christmas and her birthday, that's not a good idea, because after Christmas, she might complain about what she didn't get, and that's when I get the birthday.
Good for you. Good for you, Bob. Man of wisdom. Man of wisdom. My birthday was just last week, December 9th.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah, so I am very familiar with the Christmas birthday present.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not a fan.
Not a fan.
No.
Not a fan of having a birthday in December?
No.
I think one of the best gifts today would be a mortgage with a low interest rate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, Gary,
it wouldn't be wrapped up by Christmas, but
no.
But well, and we can kind of give you a Christmas present by answering your mortgage questions, because we are here to unwrap the mortgage mysteries, because there's a lot of things involved in a mortgage. There's a lot of moving parts, and there's a lot of things that you may not understand or you may not even be aware of. And so Gary and Bob are here to help answer those questions. I am here to read your questions. Send your questions via text message to 972-387-4600, and I will read your text message on the air. And if we don't know the answer, we'll just laugh.
And yeah, like Kevin says, just go ahead and give us the Cliff Notes version. What's the value? How much you owe?
If you're wanting to refinance.
Not your escrow. Give us an idea about credit scores, what kind of terms you're looking for. And me and Bob have been, you know, probably pricing enough out during the week to give you a good idea what kind of rates you might be looking at and APR.
So speaking of rates, Gary, you kind of seem surprised that the rates are still low.
Well, I've just never seen them this low for this long in my 20 years in this business.
True.
You know, which, you know, a lot of people out there may not think 20 years is very long, but it seems long to me. It seems like I've had several life, you know, I said before I was in the grocery business, and then, you know, I threw newspapers when I was a kid, and so then after being in the grocery business for about 10 years and realizing, you know, that was a crazy business and needed to get out before it drove me nuts, I got into the newspaper distributing business, which was the greatest job ever.
Yeah.
When newspapers were big, you know, when the Dallas Times Herald, the Dallas Morning News were fighting, and circulation was a big thing, and I was over like 12 different routes, and, you know, had a bunch of, you know, not kids, but actually grown-ups throwing papers back then, and they became your good friends, but you were home all day, you know.
Yeah.
You got up at 2 in the morning and went down and where they dropped your papers off, or eventually it was in warehouses, and you met a whole bunch of people, and it was a really good thing. And then newspaper business started going south with the internet, probably, you know, around 2002 or so, and then that's when
back then we even had the Dallas Times Herald.
Yeah, well, the Dallas Times Herald went out in about 95, I hate to tell you.
Oh yeah. It's been a long time, but They were an entity.
I'll tell you one thing, it was kind of wild back then, is that the Dallas Morning News inherited all of their subscribers.
Yeah, I know.
And so I was a district manager back then, and like I said, when I came down, after that Sunday night, the news came out, and we went to the work on Monday morning, they gave us a list of new subscribers that we had to start throwing papers to, and they gave you all the papers. And you had to go to everybody and say, hey, well, these other 100 people are now on your route.
Wow.
You know, because they were basically letting them have a free subscription for, like, I think it was for 3 months to try the morning news. You know,
right.
Most of the Herald people didn't really care for the morning news. And so it was kind of interesting. And, you know, they ended up, I mean, it's a very interesting story, though, to just go down and not even realize what's happening. All of a sudden you see this all these newspapers that you never had before and all these new customers. And then you had to sort out which ones wanted to take the paper, which ones didn't want to take the paper. And
that's pretty crazy. Well, speaking of, do you subscribe to the Dallas Morning News now?
No.
Really?
No.
I don't know that I ever did.
Yeah.
I do.
I'd get Sunday paper.
You get every day?
No, I have the paper delivered on Sunday.
Oh, just,
But with the subscription, you get access online.
Oh.
Also, so.
But that's interesting.
You know, well, I just recently re-signed up because I missed reading the Sunday paper when my kids were little.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
In my previous life, my ex-husband and I, on Sunday, we would take the Sunday paper out at breakfast time, and we would read it. We'd pass the comics around to the kids, and, you know, there's just something something nice about that. But it's also a good resource for local news.
I missed the sports page and taking it to the bathroom with me. And
I will bring it to you when I'm done with it.
Bring it to my house every Sunday. You're going to deliver it every Sunday.
Just the sports section.
Just the sports section.
I think we ought to get back to mortgages. What do you think?
See? There comes that inappropriate.
Now I know. Okay.
So back to mortgages. 972-387-4600. Text us your question. Maybe you have a question about, you know, what kind of interest rate could you qualify for? Maybe you have a question about credit scores. Perhaps you don't know what a point is. You know, points, you say points, and that seems kind of mysterious if you've never heard of it. And see, maybe you have a question about appraisals. Maybe you have a question about VA loans. Maybe you're a veteran who has served our country and you're ready to get into a home. Thank you for serving.
Yes.
And, but, you know, there's lots of things to know about.
We love veterans.
And I'm going to tell you what, we have the best veterans rates. And just to let you know, I had last year at this time, I was quoting, it was more credit score driven. I had a veteran that was looking to, you know, go down on his interest rate, doing an interest rate reduction loan. The rate was around 3.875 or something for a 660 credit score. It worked out because he had 4.75. So as long as you have over, you know, a half a point interest break in it, it works for you. But just called him the other day and said, "Hey man, let's
take another look
at this." And he said, "Well, my score is still around 660." And I said, "Yeah, I verified that." He said, "But guess what? I can still get you 2.25." Paying $3,000 in closing costs.
Well, maybe a
2.25.
Wow. APR?
APR, well, it's not that much because your closing is about 2.49, something like that.
Yeah,
but it's
that's crazy.
It's a mind-boggling thing.
It is. It
and
is.
You know, he was apologizing. Oh, I just hadn't got my credit scores up. You think it'll work? And I go, well.
Let's give it a try.
And I just did another buddy. I think that 2.25 is the bottom line on it. But he had a $400,000 VA loan that I did a purchase for him a year ago. He got all his closing costs paid. And so it was a win-win deal for him at 2.25. So,
winner, chicken dinner.
2.49 APR.
I guess it'd be all right to throw this out, but I have actually locked. Now, this is on a regular refinance, not a VA, conventional, regular refinance with escrows, 15-year term, 1.875 with about a 2.434 APR.
That, so it had a point in it then, probably.
Yeah, pretty close. And unbelievable.
Oh.
And before we go to break, I can make a comment about points. You brought that up. Points are really the cost of the rate. If you don't want to pay any points, the rate is higher. If you want to get a lowest rate possible, then the option is yours as to how many points you want to pay. It usually isn't worth it to pay more than $3,000, $4,000 for points, unless you just want to buy it down.
I don't ever push points on anybody unless they have to have them for credit score reasons or in cash out reasons. Sometimes you have to have them. A lot of times I quote all my cash outs on what they call our deluxe, which charges discount instead of processing and underwriting fee. But that's usually the only kind of points I ever, you know, points don't really, it takes a while to pay for themselves. And in this market, when people are refinancing, if you're refinancing for the last time, yes, it's worth it.
Yeah.
If you can say in 15 years that $3,000 you spent in the point over that period would be worth it. But how many people do that? How many? You know,
exactly. And I just tell them, hey, take the savings per month in your payment and divide that into what you're paying to get that lower rate.
Right.
And if the break even is more than 3 years, it's usually not worth it. Two and a half.
Yeah.
You know. But if you don't know where you stand, you want to do a cashback refinance, or maybe you just want to do a rate and term finance to lower your interest rate, get a lower monthly payment on your home, give us a call, 972-387-4600, to talk to a live loan officer, or send us your text message, which is also 972-387-4600. And we will be back unraveling more mortgage mysteries with you here on Dallas Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Hey, welcome back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Hour. I am Tress Collins here with inappropriate Uncle Bubba and Mr. Bob Bolt. I got your name right the first time there.
Thank you.
Yes. So get your question in on our text line, 972-387-4600. We already have text messages coming in. But before we get to that, I know before the break we were talking about points. And so I just wanted to ask, because it's a common question, how much does a point cost typically? Is it like 1% of the loan value?
That's exactly what it is.
That's what 1 point is. Most of the time I'm looking at less than 1 point, but that's what that means. 1 point as a percent of the loan amount.
So
it varies. A lot of times your break even spot may be a quarter of a point off.
There you go.
Yeah, so if you'll see them say, well, we're charging a quarter point to get a certain rate. Or you're getting, a lot of times, the next rate up pays a quarter of a point.
Lender credit.
And so, yeah, lender credit. So, you know, to me, I take the higher rate in the lender credit, because then you're saving half a point, basically, at cost. And when you get the actual payment, the difference, and divided the closing costs and things like that, you'll see that it's really not that much money.
Yeah.
Maybe $12-14 a month, depending on the loan amount. And,
right.
Know, like I said, so
it's worth it. Yeah.
It's worth it, I think, myself. Yeah. But that's just my, you know, everybody here at Texas Lending has it. There's not a model.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of loan officers do things differently.
Well, I give my borrowers the options.
Yes.
I'll quote them two or three different rates.
It's all about options.
And let them pick.
Yeah.
Every loan is different, right?
The things come into play, though. Appraisals, if they're having appraisals, come in lower sometimes. Had that this week where appraisal came in lower, ended up, we had a cash out, and then it was, the cash out was going to cost more, and ended up not getting much cash out, so we just flipped it to a rate and term refinance and saved them a quarter point on the rate and got a lower payment.
Yeah.
And, you know, it all worked out. But sometimes you have to work on the fly.
Yeah.
And that's what we do here. And like I said, there's all kinds of bear traps out there.
Well, and what's important, Gary, as you know, is we are totally focused on what is best for our borrowers.
Yeah.
And as long as we stay focused on that, then everything's going to be fine. Because we might make certain recommendations, but it's ultimately their choice and their money. And I tell them that. I say, we're here to give you options, answer questions, but the decisions are yours.
Right. And like I said, it's all about options, but if it doesn't make sense, I'm not going to sell it to you. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Now, that I do
that's
the same
thing.
That you'll get. Oh, yeah. I do the same thing.
Because somebody from Sicken Loans down the road is just trying to make a buck.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're going to save $34 a month. Well, nowadays, I mean, with the rates where they're at, you're going to save more than that. Yeah. But it's got to make sense, or we're not going to do it. And I'm going to tell you it doesn't make sense. And if somebody else tells you that it does make sense, then they're giving you a lot better rate. And I don't know if there's better rates out there than what
I've had. Borrowers ask me, do you think it's worth it doing this loan?
Mm-hmm.
And I've had to tell them several times, no, I don't think it's worth doing this.
Yeah.
And so I lose the business. But hey, like you say, if it doesn't make sense, it's not good for the borrower. we're not going
to
do it.
And then a lot of times, here's what I hear on the other end. Well, you know, that's what I thought, but I just wanted to make
sure.
Yeah,
just when.
But right. So-and-so down the street told me it does make it worth it. I go, well, there you go.
There we go. Yeah. All right. Gentlemen, are you ready for the questions? Yeah. They're rolling in.
Good.
Here we go. 680 credit score, no debt, first-time home buyer, only been on the job for a month. Any chances for a home loan?
I'd say yes. You know, a lot of it depends on the debt to income ratio and how much down payment you want to do.
What kind of you're only on the job 1 month, but you were never working before?
Yeah, we need a two-year
history of work. Yeah. Were you in school? Are you a teacher now? Or what? I mean, there's all kinds of caveats there, but you couldn't be just living with mom and dad and then get a job 1 month later and get a house. I know that. You have to wait, be 6 months on a job or something like that.
Yeah.
But it all goes to your history. You know, like I said, if you're a student, then that counts as an employment history because you were in school. You got a job as a teacher. You got a job as a doctor. You got a job.
Whatever, right.
Yeah, that kind of thing. That's a different thing. But if you got a job at Home Depot and you've been there a month and then before that you weren't doing anything else, you know, then, yeah, you're going to need about 6 months history on the job.
But I'd say, you know, give us a call, have a loan officer take a look at it, that sort of thing. So then you'll know.
That's right. And the phone call is free. And not only
we don't charge them for that.
Do you charge people for that, Bob?
No, I don't. Just teasing.
The phone call is absolutely free. It just takes a little bit of your time and some information to find out where you stand. That's all it takes, and that's what we're here for today. All right, next question, y'all ready? Moved to the area 10 years ago, been renting ever since, had a bankruptcy 15 years ago, credit score is 646. My wife and I have a combined income of $270,000. I've been paying $2,350 for rent for the last 8 years. How much house can we afford?
Combined income of $270,000?
Mm-hmm.
And are you sure that your credit score would be 646? Because I would think that you would have all your debts paid down. I would definitely give us a call and let them look. We run a soft credit on that to see exactly. It's hard for me to believe if the income is combined $270,000 that your credit score would be that low.
Does the bankruptcy 15 years ago affect?
No, not at all.
Yeah, right. But that score is a challenge. That could be problematic. But Gary's right. If you've got,
it's not problematic if you have 20% down, or if you wanted to do FHA, that's not that issue. But how much house could we afford on $270,000 a month income? Well, the max FHA is 408, but I think it's fixing to go up. I don't have the new figure for FHA. But,
I don't know.
You could afford, with that kind of income, you could afford a pretty big house. If you wanted to get, put money down. There's a lot more caveats to that. And, you definitely need to give a loan officer in the purchase team a call up here at Texas Lending to work you through that, because I think you'll be surprised at what you hear. I think you'll be good to go.
972-387-4600. And not only that, if you find that you are in a place and you're ready to buy, you can get pre-approved. It's like your house hunting license for house hunting season.
It's a great way to go, because if you get pre-approved by one of our underwriters, they check your income and so forth, the tax returns if necessary, that sort of thing, pay stubs. That way, once you find a house, you've got a pre-approval letter, and you make an offer on a house, and others are making an offer, and you're fully pre-approved with us, and others are just pre-qualified, you should have a leg up. You should have an advantage.
Yeah. I'm not on the purchase team, but on my purchases, what I do is I do get them pre-approved. And then it's funny is I'll get a call from the seller's realtor, and they'll say, hey, just how qualified are these people? And I'll say, well, you need a copy of the underwriting approval that shows that they've already been through underwriting and they're good to go. No, that's all I wanted to hear. All I wanted to hear, because the last two house deals fell through because they weren't qualified.
There you go.
Goes right through.
It saves a lot of tension on the back end when they're pre-approved.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Does.
It's great. plan.
So how long does a pre-approval last? Like, does a pre-approval expire after like 30 days, 60 days?
I think 180.
Oh, really? Well,
you have to pull credit after 3 months. So yeah. I would say usually it's good for as long as the credit report. But you're going to have to pull another credit report if it was 3 months before you got a contract. But I don't think I've ever pulled a credit and then gave an approval where it took 3 months to buy a house. And that's
right.
Just in my
right.
my purchase life that I've done purchase loans.
I've had a few that, you know, looked around, you know, got pre-approved, looked around and decided they didn't want to buy yet, and then came back 6 months later. Well, we just had to recheck credit, get them pre-approved again.
So what happens?
It's an easy process, and yeah, but it's a great process.
Awesome, awesome. So with a pre-approval, is there some little slip of piece of paper they get, or
they
do
get a pre-approval letter?
They get a pre-approval letter.
Comes out on a state mandated form that the state gives us to go by. And basically talks about their assets, whether you looked at their assets, if you verbally in writing, you know, to make sure that all your I's and T's are crossed.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
You dot I's, Gary. You don't cross I's.
I's and T's.
Maybe you do, but that would explain a lot.
Yes.
Okay.
I cross everything.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So these are great questions. Keep your questions coming, 972-387-4600. That's why we're here this morning, to answer your mortgage questions. We have more questions to read, more answers coming up when we come back from this break on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Hey, welcome back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Hour. We are here to answer your mortgage questions, because maybe you want to do a cashback refinance on your house. You know, you do a cashback refinance on a house and you can like restructure your debt. You can pay off your high interest credit cards and roll them into a really low interest rate mortgage. Mr. Bob.
I'll give you an example of a cash out that kind of give people some ideas that what can happen. I had a borrower that wanted to do about $20,000 of home improvements, and he wanted to pay off about $20,000 of debt, you know, car payment, installment loans, credit cards, and so on. We did that for him, and by doing so and rolling all of that in, his mortgage payment was going to go up $300 a month versus what he was paying before, but we were paying off $1,500 a month in debt payments he no longer has to make. So, you know, he's got an extra $1,200 a month in his pocket. And I did a little quick calculation. I said, hey, if you want to put $900 of that back to principal, you'll pay off this 30-year loan in, I don't remember the calculation, 12 years or something. It's just unbelievable.
Right.
And still saving money each month. Mm-hmm. So that's a possibility, folks. And especially if you've got high-interest credit cards, why not roll those into a cash-out loan for a very low rate? And it makes a lot of sense.
Some people even pay off their car notes.
And we've done that.
Oh,
we've
yeah.
done that. And, you know, people will say, well, I don't want to pay this particular credit card off because it's zero interest for a while. And I say, well, let's see, you're paying $230 a month on that. Let's see, times 12, times, you know. In other words, you got to look at cash flow. You got to look at your payments. Hey, when we pay something off in the way of debt, that payment goes away. You no longer have to make that payment.
Right. Yeah.
And then the balance is rolled into our loan, but, yeah, low interest.
Right. And your equity is going up every year that covers it, basically.
There you go.
So, yeah, you used to be saying, well, how long does it take to pay back a refinance? I said, well, it's not the same anymore. I mean, if your equity is going $15,000, $20,000 a year,
yeah.
then your equity going up is paying your closing costs, paying everything.
And as the equity goes up, your balance on your mortgage goes down once you get the loan.
And it makes your life better now. You know,
there you go.
There's some people that think, oh, what is it going to be like if we, you know, take that money out and we're adding to what we owe on our house. And, oh, we're never going to pay this house off. And, you know, yeah. Well, you know, like I said, you're not promised tomorrow is what I say. But
and another point is that a lot of people, they say, well, do you think I should do a 15-year or a 30-year? And I say, well, obviously the choice is yours. The 15-year payment's going to be higher. But,
yeah.
hey, if you do the 30, Yeah. And it frees up more money. You can always accelerate it and pay it off in 15 years.
The rate's low enough to where you can just make your own decision on how you pay it off. I think you shop rates nowadays and not terms. That's what I tell people a lot, too. And that, and I get in a lot of agreement, but that's kind of like how I think, you know. But it's funny how there's two ways of thinking in our family. There's the Collins way of thinking, like her dad, that, oh, you got to pay your house off. You got to, you know, got to have no debt when you're, you know, 64. And my idea is I want the lowest payment because I'm never going to pay this house off anyway. And so why should I struggle now to give something to my kids cheaper?
There you go. You know? There you go.
They're going to get plenty as it is.
Right?
Right.
Different perspective.
Yeah, I got a different perspective. That's
And there's nothing wrong with that. But I think that's really great because, you know what, when it comes to mortgages, a lot of people, they don't even have a perspective to go off of. So because people don't typically wake up in the morning and sit down at over breakfast and talk about mortgages.
It's not your grandfather's mortgage. That's all I'm going to say. It's not the same deal as it was 30, 40 years
ago. And I'm guessing
ago.
Nowadays people probably haven't even heard of the term emergency fund.
Yeah.
But if we can save somebody, you know, $400, $500, $600 a month, you know, that's huge in this day and age. And if they've got a 30-year note and we're saving them a lot of money, and they're saying, okay, with that savings, I'm going to put that back on the principal every month. And I say, yeah. And then if you have an unexpected expense, you don't have to put it back that month. And you got, it's like you got an emergency fund.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right, right, right. Which is really good because, you know what? Cars break
like
down.
Like I said right now, yeah, you need to shop rates because the rates are low. You know, they're what the 15-year rates were a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
one other thing about shopping that I want to point out is that a lot of the, I'd say, you know, most of the closing costs are not our fees at Texas Lending. They're title company state-mandated fees that you're going to have with any lender.
And escrows are not closing costs, just to get at that.
Exactly.
If you escrow and they build a new escrow account, you're going to get whatever escrow accounts in your account back.
You'll get it refunded.
To minus basically out that cost. I always say, hey, if that bothers you, bring that money to the table if you have it. Bring your escrow money to the table and don't roll it in. And that way you're going to get it back anyway. Now, this time of year they pay your taxes, though. So your escrow, it's a good time to refinance because your escrow is going to be at its lowest, you know, amount this time of year. So maybe just 1 or 2 months of escrow in there, and that's why it's a good time. No, well, along with the low interest rates, and like Kevin says, he thinks low interest rates are here to stay for a long, long time, and so that's good for people that are buying houses. It's good for the economy, and it's good for TexasLending.com.
So if you're shopping rates,
it's good for Bubba.
Give us a call, right?
It's good for Bob.
Shopping rates, give us a call, 972-387-4600. We have loan officers here today. Guys, we have more text messages. You ready?
We're ready.
Can you refinance cash out with a VA with a 15-year?
Well, VA doesn't do cash outs in Texas, right?
Nope. Can't do it.
So if you're going to do a cash out, it's got to be a conventional loan.
There we go.
Yeah.
But the rates are so low that.
Yeah. The rates are. And the issue with the VA and the cash outs, this is the only state in the union that doesn't do a VA cash out, okay? And it's because of the state mandated laws about fees. And the upfront fee that the VA charges. Now, they don't charge it. There's a lot of exempt VA fees that don't have the fees, but they put it all in one basket because if they charge that 3% funding fee on a cash-out refinance, which is different than the IRL. The IRL's a half point, but that goes against your 2% in cost. And so that makes that loan illegal in Texas.
That's right.
And I don't know how many times I've tried to explain it, and you know, some people want to call the VA and say that I'm a bad person for telling them that.
But,
and they get my feelers hurt.
But
you know, that's the law. I mean,
yeah.
The guidelines. The mortgage business is all about guidelines. Let me tell you, we don't make the rules. We just try to put it together.
Right. And we've got tremendous, accurate software. Mm-hmm. That keeps us totally in compliance with the laws and the guidelines.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it would be even worse to say, yeah, we can do that, only to have the state or whoever come back and say, no, you can't, and
that's right.
Get their hopes up. So, you know,
right.
Better to know up front.
Well, yeah. And we're transparent. We're totally, you know, we'll answer all the questions that anybody has, and we'll tell you the whole story. We don't hide anything. We don't hold back. And by the way, we on any third party fees, we charge them at cost. We don't mark up anything, you know. Mm-hmm. We don't play games here at Texas Lending.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So all right, y'all ready for the next question?
Ready.
Gary's ready.
Gary, are you ready?
I'm ready,
because you look like you're scrolling Facebook over there.
I've got my own text going here. I've got people texting me.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's,
all right.
He's so popular.
You want to share what your texts are?
They're sending Christmas wishes.
Oh.
What they want for Christmas.
I see. So
nobody else is doing that, like I suggested. So
it's your grandkids texting you.
Yeah,
huh?
One of them was.
Gotcha. All right. We have one more time. We have one more question to get in before the break. Having a hard time talking this morning.
Well, you're doing pretty good.
Thanks.
This is the fastest hour in radio, I'm going to tell you that.
I know, right? Here we go.
Hours.
Current interest rate is 3.25% at 50% equity, $200,000. Is it worth to refinance to lower the interest rate?
There's a chance that your rate might drop a full percentage point, but we won't know till we take a look. What do you think,
yeah.
Gary?
I think you're going to be down right around that 2% mark on a 15-year loan.
Yeah.
Does it say how many years you have now? It doesn't say. Mm-hmm. It just says the current interest is 3.25% at 50% equity. I would think you could get a nice 15-year loan. I don't know what your term is right now, right around that. You know, if a good credit score, but if you have that much equity, your credit score is probably not going to be an issue.
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. And Gary's right. I said a full percentage point, but he's right. It could be closer to the low twos.
And I'm talking no points there.
Yeah, yeah.
I just know that I have the same loan that I just locked. So
yeah,
and it was at 2% and about 2.225 APR for all you compliance.
No points
out there. No points.
Unbelievable.
At $200,000.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
About how much would that save them a month? What, lowering?
Well, I'm not Kevin.
I know.
But like I said, I don't know. I don't know.
We need some more answers, yeah.
Yeah.
To be able to calculate
we don't
that.
Have their...
their current payment, their current loan amount,
things
so forth.
Like that.
Yeah.
But it's worth the free call.
It is worth the free call.
<That's>
oh, my gosh.
That's
because, you know, maybe it will save you anywhere between $300 to $900 a month, depending on the information.
I wouldn't think that much, but I think it'd be a couple hundred plus.
And if you call Texas Lending, the next 30 minutes on the radio is free.
972-387-4600 is the line to text, so we can read your text message on the air and hopefully answer your questions. Actually, these guys are doing a great job this morning. Kudos to y'all. And also give us a call to speak to a loan officer live this morning. 972-387-4600. We'll be back with more answers to your mortgage questions here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Hey, welcome back to the TexasLending.Mortgage Hour, TexasLending.com Mortgage Hour.
Hey, I'm just being myself.
Yeah, there's a lot of hay out there,
there's
I'll tell you that.
A lot of hay.
Hey.
Yeah, hay is kind of my word this morning. All right. Hey, guys.
Hey.
We're back.
hey.
And we are in the final segment, and we have some more questions rolling in. So we actually have some extra information from a previous text question. So the person who asked about the cash out with a VA with a 15-year. They replied back saying, my credit score is 750s. My husband's is 609 mediums. Which scores are taken in a refinance?
The lowest of the two scores is what we use if both are on the loan. But what I always do in a case like that is we'll look at both of their situations, and if one of them has a score that will not qualify, then we'll look and see if the other borrower has enough income to support the loan. And if they do, we'll leave the other spouse off the loan, but they're not left out. They'll both be on title. They'll both be signing some papers. And so there comes back to what I said before, whatever is best for the borrower. They'll get a better interest rate on the higher credit score that way anyway.
There we go. All right. Next question, y'all. Is there a Fannie Mae guideline where if self-employed, they reduce the initial amount you are approved for by 25% because of COVID uncertainty? I have not heard of that.
I don't believe that that is the case. Gary, have you ever heard of any such a thing?
I've heard that they self-improve, that they're requiring your last 2 months' bank statements to show that your self-employment is active.
Exactly. And
that's a new guideline that didn't exist before COVID.
There you go. And also, just I might point out on self-employed, we do a lot of self-employed loans. Number one, you have to be self-employed for 2 years. And for income, we can only use the net income after write-offs and expenses shown on 2 years of tax returns. So for self-employed folks that write off everything and so their net income is close to zero, it's going to be hard to qualify. Now, there used to be loans, I say used to, maybe they'll come back, that are bank statement loans where you can use 50% or whatever it is of the bank statement gross income. But we don't have those right now, do we, Gary?
Nope. But I haven't heard of this 25% deal.
I have not either.
All right. Ready for the next question, y'all? Here we go. I have a question. My dad served in the military, and I just found out about 5 years ago. Unfortunately, he has passed about 2 months ago. Am I eligible for my dad's military discount for house purchases?
Don't believe
not,
so.
Not that I know of. You would have had to serve in the military yourself. It's not like USAA insurance
right.
where
right.
you're kind of grandfathered in
right.
or anything like that. You have to have been in the military, either active or in the guard.
Or reserves.
Reserve, and then have a COE and an entitlement in your name and not your father's name.
Certificate of eligibility.
Certificate of eligibility, sorry.
It's a great question because, you know, college loans they have, you know, for children of military vets and things like that. So, great question. But, yeah. All right. Here we go. What's the best way to use a paid-off investment property valued around $150,000 to buy another investment house of similar value? Don't have the cash for 20% down right now. Thanks.
Well, what you can do is a investment cash out. up to 75% loan to value, depending on credit. I mean, there's all kinds of caveats on investment cash out. It's even stricter than home equity. It's not a home equity. It is a refinance with cash out on an investment property. It does have some overlays, but I believe the minimum loan amount on that's about $75,000.
Right, and I'm doing several of those right now. We call agency cash out. Home equity is only on your primary residence. So if you're doing a cash out on investment, then we do those all the time.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
So what's different about investment properties than from like say
rates are a little higher.
Rates are higher. Home equity is your home.
That's your primary residence.
Your primary residence.
Yeah,
primary.
So we don't use
homesteaded.
The term. Right.
Homesteaded property.
There you go.
Oh.
Don't overlook the obvious, Tress.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's not obvious to me,
so the
Mr.
Term
loan
home,
officer.
Wait a second. You've been here 5 years now on the radio.
Yeah. But there's a reason I don't do this solo. Okay, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, the term home equity only applies to your primary residence.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. So we have several thank yous. Oh, you guys are so welcome. So give us a call, 972-387-4600. To speak to a loan officer, the call is absolutely free. What's the one piece of advice that you guys would give to people who are looking to buy a home, Bob, or do a cash out refinance, Gary?
Cash out refinance? I mean, say right now is the best time. It's cheap money. Take advantage of it while it's here. The thing is, though, it seemed like even when rates are high, cash out's important to people to take cash out of their home, especially the way the equity is going up in your homes. Take advantage of it. I don't know what kind of investments you might want to do. You know, stock market, fixing your home up, those kind of things. College for kids. Buying, I have one that's buying, actually, is an SEC referee is buying a house for his daughter down at Texas A&M.
Cool.
And, in fact, he may be calling your game tonight. Because I think he said something about calling the game in Tennessee this
week. That's it.
But, yeah. Those are the kind of things that you can do with cash out, refinance, and the money's never been cheaper. That's all I can say.
And the only comment I'd make about purchases, it's a great time because of low interest rates and everything else. I would say that there is a possibility out there. There's certainly a lot of exceptions, but there are a possibility that in the COVID atmosphere that maybe people are willing to sell their house for maybe a little bit lower to be able to get hold of some cash because maybe they lost their job or something else, and so there's chances maybe you could get a good deal on a house. I don't know.
And you know, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Gary. Bob, our time is up. Can you believe it?
No.
Man, y'all, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Thank you for your questions. Please give us a call, 972-387-4600 for myself, Gary, Bob, and Kevin Miller. We wish you all a Merry Christmas. See you next week here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.